And good morning to you again. It is time to catch up with the City of Florence Mayor Joe Henry and City Manager Aaron Reynolds. Now, Joe, what are some of the topics you want to hit on today?
Well, good morning, George. Well, we have a number of exciting things, but the one thing I'm sure that's pretty much on everyone's mind that we'll talk a little bit about first is, when are we going to open our economy and what are we going to be able to do? And we are hopeful that there will be some news coming out either today or tomorrow that tells us what we'll be able to do on the 15th. We're very hopeful about that. We're going to talk a little bit about National Police Appreciation Week and our night out in the park that we're all excited about. We're going to talk about the Flower Basket Program and our May newsletter, which is very exciting.
All right. Well, I'm sure the thing that most people want to start off with is, oh, when are we going to open up? And I know we don't have the official word yet, but Aaron, are you hearing any rumblings?
Yeah. So yesterday, Lane County, during their press conference, talked about reopening for Lane County. And Lane County, as a public health authority, has done their part. They submitted their application and it is under review. And we are all waiting to hear news back from the state, including Lane County officials. They said they'll let us know as soon as they know. There's been some rumors that it'd be sometime today. Yesterday, I heard an updated rumor that it may end up being tomorrow, Thursday. So with that, either way, there is hope. Like I said, Lane County has certified that they are ready as a public health authority. And there is a lot of good information out there on the governor's Reopening Oregon website. And I encourage people to go to that. It is the COVID-19 Resources for Oregonians by Governor Kate Brown. And either way, it's going to start opening regardless of what day. And it's up to each business in those industries of retail, restaurants and bars, personal service providers, and just other general office spaces to make the decision on their part to open if they feel ready. Everyone has their own circumstances. Some people feel safe and healthy in their own individual lives to move forward, and some people aren't, and that's okay. This isn't a mandate to open, but it certainly is good news to many who are ready and feeling ready to take on the challenge of living with this virus. The virus hasn't gone away. But we do need to get on with our lives and find ways to live safely with the virus. So with that, I encourage people to look at the retail stores guidance. That is something we know from the state, that is opening statewide on Friday. So you do not have to wait for phase one to open your retail store back up. But what you do need to do is follow the guidelines that have been issued that are detailed out in a wide variety of places.
It'll be curious to see if Governor Brown contacts the counties first or if she just comes out in a press conference and says it. I know she likes that limelight a little bit there, so we'll see how that comes out.
Yeah, I don't have any other information than that. Okay. But I do encourage our restaurants that are listening in. I know it takes a lot of work to reopen physically, especially if they have not been doing curbside and takeout. These are big business decisions that are weighing heavily on our business community. And I just want to let everyone know, if they go to our COVID-19 website for the City of Florence and click on our business resource page, under the phase one reopening, there are some previously filmed webinars that were presented by the governor's office earlier this week. I encourage people to click on those links for either retail, restaurant, or personal care services. Listen to those and read through the guidance and let us know at the city if we can help.
Okay, we got a lot to cover, so let's move on to the next one. Mayor, you mentioned the flower baskets. Pretty addition to the city landscape.
Well, yeah, we've got most of the ones hung down in Old Town. We've received 59 flower baskets to be deployed mostly in Old Town. We're hoping at some point to get some up on 101. The Public Works Department's working diligently to get those in place, and I think they're still looking for sponsors. So if anybody's interested in being a sponsor, you could contact the Chamber of Commerce. That really makes our town look beautiful.
I wonder if Central Lincoln would let me put a hanger on my pole on the corner of 6th and Laurel, and I could buy a basket for that.
There you go.
All right, that's pretty cool. So now, Police Appreciation Week. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, we're celebrating National Police Appreciation Week and all of the things that they do for our community, one of which is our national night out that we have had so much fun with the last couple of years and has been great for our community to get together. It's been rescheduled till October 6th. Hopefully by that time, we will be able to meet in larger groups. In the meantime, if you get an opportunity, anybody out there to say thanks to our police, wave to them or just say thank you for everything they're out there doing for us. Along with all the other first responders, fire department, ambulance, everybody else that's working out there, putting themselves on the line during this virus situation. So it's greatly appreciated.
All right. And I know we got EMS week coming up next week, so that's pretty cool. What about the May newsletter, Aaron? What do you want to share about that today?
Well, I just wanted to highlight that the newsletter is always available for anyone who wants to take a read through it on our website. It's on the front page, big button, says newsletter. You also can subscribe to it. But one article I really wanted to highlight that COVID may slow, but housing grows. So we have an article in there that is a kind of a, because it's an electronic newsletter, I guess I should make that clear. In that electronic newsletter, there's a scrolling slideshow of well over 24 homes and other commercial projects that are underway right now, currently in our community. And I think it's just really encouraging to see our community in some aspects still be growing and flourishing, even during these really hard times. So since the governor's initial executive order on March 23rd, we issued 49 permits, and 5 of those were for new single family dwellings. And that actually equals almost $2 million of investment into our community just with those 49 permits. Cool. Since March 23rd. Again, it's just an encouraging bright spot to highlight. And our newsletter is really awesome. And I think it gives our community a good sneak peek into the ways that we as a city have been able to keep in motion while a lot of things have slowed. So we're proud of that.
So I want to ask you, there was information came out from the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce yesterday about putting together a virtual roadie run. Are you familiar with the details of that?
Yes. So that is actually being hosted and sponsored by the Florence Area Habitat. And those volunteers, just like the city and the chamber, said, we just can't miss this opportunity. We can't go a year without a roadie run. Habitat very bravely took on that volunteer event last year, and they wanted to do it in a virtual style. So if you go to Facebook, look up Roadie Run, and there's an event, and they're encouraging people to sign up and donate money. Again, this is all done on Facebook and maybe on their website, but I'm going to guess just Facebook. And click on there, and you can select a donation amount and submit a picture or a little video of you doing 3.1 miles for your 5K, and you can walk or run or jog or some variation of the two and get your submission in. So that would be something you would do this Saturday and Sunday.
What's really great about that is that I can go do a snippet of me running really hard and fast for about 5 seconds, and that's my contribution, and I've done the roadie run. So that works out pretty good. All right. So any word on the monuments for the entryways into Old Town? Have we gotten any updates on that?
Yeah. So they're still working on the monuments. The main part of the revision construction is really coming to an end. They're just working through the little details, and we expect that to be over soon. But the monuments, as we anticipated, would probably have some impact by COVID-19, and we were most certain something with the supply chain would probably be kind of bogged up, and that has proved to be true. So they are waiting for some things and from the supply chain. And so at this point, we're thinking they'll probably be completed sometime in the month of July.
Well, good thing they're not counting on plastic or paper bags. My understanding is those are in short supply. Well, thank you both for being here this morning.
Many thanks.
We appreciate the update here and letting us know what's going on. And like you said, by Friday, some businesses will be allowed to open regardless of where we are in the phase. But then we should get some news today or tomorrow on the rest of it. So thank you both for being on this morning, Mayor Joe Henry, City Manager Aaron Reynolds.
Thank you, George.
Yeah, we hope to see people streaming live the Roadie Virtual Parade on Sunday at noon from our City of Florence Facebook page. And if you haven't gotten your submittal in, I encourage you to go to our website and find out how to do that and get that taken care of today or tomorrow.
Yeah, you only got till tomorrow. So thank you both very much, and we'll do this again next week.
Okay, thank you, George.
Bye, Florence.
All righty, that's our city update for this Wednesday morning.